this is Jean Carriger of Capstone Marketing. Welcome to the Capstone Conversation with Raisa Evans, the Executive Manager of Practice Growth at PKF Texas, who was honored as the 2011 Marketer of the Year at the recent Association for Accounting Marketing Summit in Chicago, Illinois. The Marketer of the Year is an award sponsored by CPA Practice Management Forum. As I mentioned, Raisa is the Executive Manager of Practice Growth at PKF Texas. In that role, she oversees the marketing efforts of the firm with a focus on executing initiatives to align with firm strategy. This includes project management, campaign development and tracking, niche practice development, budgeting, event marketing, media relations, research, technology directives, and pipeline management. Raisa is also the champion of the firm's digital strategy. She has led 3 website redesigns, plus the first accounting technology blog from gregshead.com, and launched m.pkftexas.com, PKF Texas's first mobile web platform, which was also an industry first. And Raisa trains firm leadership on social media tools and writes for the firm's Twitter account, at PKF Texas. Raisa, congratulations on being named the 2011 Marketer of the Year. It is well deserved.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor. I was very surprised and overwhelmed and pleased.
And with that introduction, you are a busy gal at PKF Texas.
I try to stay busy. Yeah, I do.
So, Raisa, in your time in accounting marketing, and I know you've been with PKF Texas now for over 8.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
You know, it's probably, you know, thinking back over the history and being with the firm and what I know about accounting marketing, I think the challenge remains pretty consistent, and that is staying ahead. And marketers throughout other industries feel that kind of pressure as well. I mean, the world is changing. It's a lot more international than it's ever been. People are connected 24/7 in all time zones, and there's this great struggle for the mind share of the target audience that you're trying to reach. So the world's very noisy, and it's hard to get your message through.
Right, because, boy, we're getting information from everywhere, aren't we?
Right, exactly.
So in your time in accounting marketing, what are the biggest changes that you've seen?
I think that everything is speeding up. There's definitely there's studies out there of how much more information that we're receiving these days than we ever have been. The international business growth certainly changes things a lot. Local firms are even now needing that sort of talent in-house to be able to address international issues from inbound and outbound companies. Marketers themselves seem to be better received in our industry. You'll see a lot more marketers being promoted, sometimes even to partners, although that's still in the handfuls that you can count. And accounting firms of all sizes are now building marketing teams. So that's something that had been unusual in past years, in that a lot of marketers were lone wolves, and now they've actually grown to be at least small teams in most middle market mm-hmm. firms, at least.
Right. Why do you think that's happened? Why do you think firms are more open to having a team of marketers?
Well, you know, the accounting marketing is such a new industry. I mean, it only dates back to 1977, as you know, with the Bates Law. And I think that if you look at other marketing industries or other marketers within other industries, especially B2C, are able, well, number one, they're older, but number two, they're able to take a lot more risks and change things a lot faster. We're pretty unique in that not only is it a conservative industry, highly regulated, and it's just not as old as some other industries. But the funny thing is that it's catching up so quickly. Marketers in our industry are learning from outside industries. They're taking the best practices from those industries. They're experimenting with tools and edgier campaigns, and they're understanding the importance of aggregating and curating information for their audiences. And so it's really startling to see how fast we're catching up.
Right. What factors or skills do you feel enable accounting marketers to be successful?
It's funny. There was a speaker a couple of years back at a summit, Dan Pink, and I'm a big fan of his. And one of his, well, his most recent book is Drive, and that's about how what motivates people to make decisions and things like that. But before that, he had a book about right brain thinking, and about how the only thing that you really can't commoditize or outsource is creativity and initiative. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that is ingrained into a successful marketer's DNA, is to continually push to do something a little bit more exciting, do something a little bit edgier, to get the buy-in that fits into their culture. Also, the use of technology and social media tools have really expanded what we're able to do, because these things, although they take quite a bit of firm bandwidth, they can be done on shoestring budgets. Now, I'm not the kind of marketer that would ever say social media technology is free. It's clearly not free. It drives me crazy when someone says that, because time isn't free, but can certainly be done on differing. It's certainly scalable, can be done on all different scales, and certainly done by anything from a marketing team to a single marketer. So that really makes it flexible in achieving some of these goals in our firms.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wonderful. So which of your personal skills has contributed most to your success?
That's a great question. Well, I'm often identified as a leader in social media and emerging technology, those movements. At my firm, certainly, I was instrumental in helping us launch, the first accounting technology blog, what we think is the first mobile website in the industry. And in fact, we just launched our second one the week before AIM. So we now have two mobile websites launched. First accounting marketer to begin tweeting heavily, or not the first, but one of mm-hmm. the first to begin tweeting heavily and things like that. Those tools certainly help me but I think one of the ways that they help me the most is in building relationships on a one-on-one mm-hmm. level, and the resourcefulness involved in staying ahead of the tools that will help us be more efficient and achieve our goals, along with building those relationships that do the exact same thing. But the tenacity in those things, not only taking an innate resourcefulness, but partnering that with the tenacity and fitting into my culture here, where I can approach my champions like Karen Love and Kenneth Guidry, with these sort of out of the box ideas, and then, ingraining that into our culture without being obtrusive to the processes and ideas that are already flowing within the firm.
Right.
I think that's been instrumental.
Right. Speak another minute about that culture at PKF Texas. And you mentioned, Karen and Kenneth. Speak to your culture and how that's contributed to your success.
It's been really great to have a number of champions here. I'll start with Karen. Karen Love interviewed me and from day one was inspiring to me. Her drive and her career successes to that point, and have, she's come even farther over the last 9 years. She's always been an inspiration to me, and she personally took me under her wing and mentored me. I had about 4 years of marketing experience coming into the firm, but she certainly groomed the way I think in professional services capacity. And the support and the team building skill that she has in surrounding herself with folks who have different skill sets than what she has, made it very comfortable to not only be heard, but also to bring my own talents and skills and not feel any sort of competitiveness that some teams feel. Mm-hmm. And certainly made us all be working toward the same goals instead of working in any kind of competitive atmosphere. When we added Jen Lemansky, it only helped to heighten what we were able to do. She's a writer and helps update now our website and manages the blog on a day-to-day, that sort of thing. And mm-hmm. it's been a really great culture. At the same time, even as early as when I came into the firm, 2003 and beyond, this firm had won Best Companies to Work For in Houston. And I think they call it Best Places to Work in Houston, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how I found the firm, was I had left a previous position in a technology firm, and I wanted to seek out a culture that cared as much about their people as they did about their clients, where they would, we say at PKF Texas that we have internal and external clients, and I was really seeking out that culture. Accounting wasn't even on my radar screen,
mm-hmm.
but I went down the list of best places to work and found PKF Texas through a relationship that I had made several years before, who just happened to be a very close friend of Karen Love, and that's how I found the firm. So, you know, I said 2 to 3 weeks into the job that I had found my dream job, mm-hmm. everything I wanted to do in marketing. And, you know, almost 9 years later, I can still say that today. And that's really saying something.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad for the day that they found you as well, because you're a wonderful addition to our accounting marketing world.
Thank you so much.
Tell us, what is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it goes off of kind of how I found PKF Texas, and that is find a way to stay inspired. You know, figure out what it is that energizes you, and then do what you love. And I think part of that is twofold. One is discovering what your strengths are and where your inspirations come from. And then second is finding the right champion that's going to believe in you and support you in doing what you love. Because if you're in the right culture, not only can you do what you love, but you can stop to celebrate those successes along the way. Mm-hmm. And it's a really inspiring, great feeling, and we'll keep challenging your career to reach new milestones.
Right. So what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
For managing partners, if I was speaking to a managing partner, you know, I guess the opposite is also true. Hire someone that you believe in and that you will make a part of your strategic team, and that you value and understand the role that they play, the business intelligence that they can bring, and give them a seat at the table so that they can really contribute to not only bottom line revenue, but also the firm culture that will be instilled into each new talent that you add to the team. And I guess part of that too is creating a culture that attracts the best talent that you can find in your marketplace, because without true talent to offer to the marketplace, then a marketer doesn't have very much that they can market from a firm. They've got to choose their firm wisely and make sure it's a quote unquote product that they believe in, and also help shape it while they're there.
Right. So it really is more of a big picture here of what. So it's not simply for managing partners to appreciate the value of marketing and perhaps making that decision to hire a professional, you know, a marketer or add to their marketing team. It's that culture and the confidence that needs to be placed in the marketers for them to be successful. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because a marketer doesn't operate in this vacuum of pulling business out of a hat. They've got to have each team member in a firm be an ambassador for marketing and practice growth. It can't be done by a single person or even by a sales team. It's got to be ingrained in everybody to provide what the marketplace needs.
Mm-hmm, right. Okay, my last question. Put on your prediction hat, you know, you're see into the future. What is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
I think that things are always going to change. I think that anybody that tries to say that they can foresee what's going to happen over any five-year period will always be surprised. Mm-hmm. I think the important thing to know is to be nimble, and I guess part of that is things are going to be driven more and more by client preferences. People are going to determine, whether it's through tools or through attention span, what reaches them. Marketing is going to need to be ingrained into firm culture, because everything is going to need to be on the same page, and the talent, the culture is going to have to be driven by what the marketplace desires and what changes with them. everything's going to need to be micro-targeted so that the message is very clear for the recipient in order for it to reach the recipient. I think also I said before earlier in the interview that even local firms are going to need to have international capabilities. There's almost every business these days have some capacity of international work involved, and even the smaller firms are going to have to be able to provide that. And I think on a purely positive note, that accounting marketers are beginning to be seen as, and will continue to even elevate more, to be seen as thought leaders. And they'll write and speak from that position, because we really have a unique insight into business as a whole. That's one thing that's really great about the accounting industry itself, is that it always deals with the C-level professional, and it gets down deep into business processes and financials and all of those other things that are so basic to business that we can provide a lot more thought leadership than we're being used for today.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful point. On that point, we'll end the Capstone conversation today with Raisa Evans. Raisa, congratulations again on being named the 2011 Marketer of the Year. Very well deserved.
Thanks so much.